Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll call to order the monthly meeting of the River Grove Water District, May 13th at 7:45. We'll try and make this a short one. We have no public to comment, so that's done. Minutes for April 22nd.
We have a quorum?
Yes. We have four.
You have four.
You have four. Sherry will be back in a minute.
We'll see you.
Minutes. Anybody have additions or corrections?
Any places?
Okay, hearing no corrections or additions, we'll accept the minutes. Bank statements.
Want to get somebody to...
I move to accept the minutes.
Okay.
Second? Oh, I can't say second. Do you want a second?
Okay, John and Larry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that is unanimous for the three of us who are at the here presently. That bank statements and reconciliations.
Okay, we'll go to the signature card. So this is a new folder we created. If you look on the front of your books, everybody's got a little colored pencil. And so in order to tighten up on the financials, anytime you see an orange tab, Larry, that's for you to sign or initial.
Oh, how cute.
Chris, you see the yellow, pink. John, you're green. Okay, so this obnoxious thing will always be out, and you all need to sign this every single board meeting.
Okay.
So today we have signature cards to sign, and then we have, so these are just unique for today, so we can pass those around. Chris, you need to sign the financial checklist.
Okay.
And then we have the approval of the bank accounts, and then what we created last month, the transaction, which is i.e. your expense sheet. So everybody needs to sign.
Okay.
So every meeting, look for this and sign by your color tab. Sherry, you're pink.
So when you see a pink tab, you sign.
And if you want to know how we came up with the colors for you all, we did the Cambridge personality test.
I want orange.
What the heck is that?
He got orange.
I want black.
No, you were green.
I refuse green.
You were green.
Green is for the money.
Yes. Okay, so did you get that, Sherry? So anytime you see anything pink tab, that's your signature. Okay? And so this obnoxious thing will be out every board meeting. So you can go ahead and any place orange. Larry, go ahead.
No. All right.
And then that just ensures we get everything signed or initialed and everything's good to go.
Okay, do you want to go on to the bank statements?
So the bank statements on the bank tab 2, the reconciliations, there wasn't anything unusual, everything reconciles. I don't know if there's any questions that you have for that. I don't know if you like how we separated the statements, so you have, you know, the checking, then you have the deposit, and then you have the LGIP. So we separated those with just a little, you know, colored paper so you can tell the three accounts. The financial reports in section 3, your balance sheet, we restructured the of how they're assembled in your package, because your four most important documents, as you know, is your monthly reconciliations, your balance sheet, your accounts receivable is just another word for income statement, and your vendor is just another word for expense sheet. So we'll start on tab 3, the balance sheet. Your assets and your liabilities, equity, all balance each other. So there's nothing unusual in that. The accounts receivable summary, as DJ said, you're at your, or your quote-unquote income statement. You've met your income for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the expense sheet, there was nothing unusual about that, other than the first one you'll see, Brian Rollins. He was a homeowner here that couldn't figure out how to use auto pay, and he paid his account four times. So he was, we owed him $601. he wanted to be paid back.
Well, it's his money.
Absolutely. And so there wasn't anything unusual. Jordan Remus charge, you'll see, was for review of the water service. The Pamplin Media, of course, was the publication DJ did for the budget meeting. Everything is very much customary. There's nothing unusual. Though with the board's permission, I would like to talk to Mr. Gregor about maybe a rent that we're paying.
We've already negotiated the lease.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You can talk to him, but
I thought maybe Air Force, he might.
Yeah, he might, you know.
He's very receptive.
Yeah.
To do what?
To military.
He's Air Force. He's an E-8, retired E-8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have ranks?
Yes.
Stand up, Aaron. I'm not speaking to you.
She just saw this room, okay? This office. We pay more in rent over there than they do. Not sure how much, but...
And Graymore owns this building?
Graymore.
Well, as I said, I told her, I said, we talked to Alan.
Why do I need this, my name on the master signature card? Is this for the bank?
Banks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's not a credit card.
No. This is all your Banner Bank. This is with Chris taking over his chair and with Sean leading. So remember last meeting we had the KYC, Know Your Customer. This is now the end product of that. Yeah, because of Chris now being the chair, Larry coming on, and Sean leaving.
But I mean, Know Your Customer thing is new from the bank.
No, it banks have been initiated that for the Patriot Act. It's all mandatory for all banks. And so, John, did you get the green on the back?
What am I signing here?
It's just your...
I'm authorizing that they can actually sign.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't sign the back either.
Yeah. Moving on to the profit and loss by budget, there's nothing stands out. DJ, unless you wanted to add anything, or...
Mm-mm.
So these will now be your new financials. So you're down to...
Those terms, I've done budgeting for nonprofits before.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of profit and loss seems kind of a grinding concept.
Right. Yeah, it should be...
Okay, thank you so much.
What should it be if it's not profit and loss? It should be expense and...
But income and expense.
Income and expense, because we can change it on the...
Yes.
On the... These are imported into Excel, and we can change it. I know Sean had an issue with it when it said income and stuff too. So
yeah, and QuickBooks isn't very original. Like, most people don't realize that your accounts receivable is your income statement. In any other terms, it's income statement.
Mm-hmm.
And your vendor list, by any other means, it's an expense sheet. And that's why I did take the liberty of putting that as your expense sheet. Out in parentheses off to the side, because that tells you all your expenses from the last board meeting to this board meeting.
So we're not actually having to look at checks anymore.
Correct.
Well, in that case, but DJ, just leave this on my front door because the checks are out. That was my biggest concern, was
checks on your front porch.
The checks will had our...
Well, you got a copy of the checks because you wanted to see the signatures. Nobody else did.
You can put that in my... inbox. I'll look at them at the meetings.
Okay.
I just don't like having our signatures with our account numbers sitting on my front door.
Yeah.
But having them in my inbox where I can go grab them.
Okay.
Fine.
And we'll just put it out.
So this is, DJ and I got to put our heads together, so this is simplified financials, and we hope that you'll, it'll be easier and more streamlined. And again, any suggestions or any changes you'd like, we're certainly open to whatever you want. But I would like maybe a couple months we work with this and then see if you...
Do you track the expenses by when they occur, or are they alphabetical?
On the expense sheet in tab 3, yes. It's a product that tracks it for the month. So
when it's recognized, huh?
It's from your last board meeting to your current.
But I mean the order in the period.
Yes, it's alphabetical.
Oh, it is alphabetical. Okay.
Yes, And that's something that we've added. Before, it was by account, and it didn't do you any good if you didn't know the account number.
Right.
You didn't know where it was coming, and I thought that was kind of an oxymoron. And so this is something DJ and I put our heads together and created this, because you don't really need to review the checks. If you look and you see, you know, everything that's been spent this month in an alphabetical order. And I'm trying to be more meticulous in the memo section, so you all will know exactly what those expenses were.
I like
that. So like Brian, Brian Rollins, you see, he was an overpayment. Mm-hmm. We didn't put, you know, he was confused and overpaid three times. Yeah. You'll see like on the Chevron, we're down in fuel purchases, but these are the fuel purchases, and I'm putting the dates from March 24th to April 23rd. So it's very detailed. And
without having to look at nine pieces of paper.
Yes, and it doesn't take me 2 hours to prepare it, like the old report.
Yeah.
So as much as I can be, there's not much I can do, you know, with the, you know, the QuickBooks payroll services, you know, the liability, but mm-hmm. it says what it is, liability. But like if you're wondering what we're paying, you know, R&W or RH2, I'm trying to be very detailed in what it's for, so you all will know exactly. The rent, etc. Monthly service for Verizon, and then it tells you the month, you know, March to April. So if there's anything you'd like changed, please let me know.
And then if you really want to look, these are available just to mm-hmm. go in and see by the number. They're actually, you know, in numerical order and stuff.
Okay. That's it, unless you have any questions for me.
No, I like this.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. Well organized.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, it's readable for our older eyes.
Yes.
That too.
That's always good.
So my eyes are very
well
old.
Well organized, too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Where are we up to? Item
okay,
five.
Okay, we're at item five. Resolution 2019-03, the River Grove Water District Capital Improvement Fund Renewal. Has everybody read the resolution?
I'm reading it right now.
Yeah, it's basically you're supposed to look at these funds every 10 years and make sure you want to keep doing them. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I was doing the budget that it was due to be done last year, but we're doing it now. So hopefully you'll just pass it and on our way.
I move to approve.
Yeah, move to approve.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor? Anyone opposed? Unanimous. Resolution 2019-04, resolution to adopt the Oregon Guide for Public Officials and Financial Management Policy.
And just a little background on this, the letter, the last page in that tab, we received this letter from the State Department of Revenue, and of course we always receive a significant deficiency in our auditing because we don't have enough people to do proper internal control, and they want one person doing this and
checks
one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I sent the letter to our auditor because I said, "What? I've never seen this, and I've been here since '96. So what's that? 23 years. Never seen anything happen. We've always had it every year from every auditor." So he sent me back this resolution and also this financial monitoring policy. And I have made changes.
Who
where
created the policy?
The auditor.
Oh.
Our auditor.
And it looks like it's based off of what we're already doing.
Yeah, most of it we're already doing. You know, you don't want to, you know, sign blank checks. You don't want to, you know, have kickbacks and conflict of interest. You know, we limit, we lock up the blank checks, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, most of it, Janine and I read over it and everything, and we felt there's not, you know, you're not supposed to charge your personal stuff on the district credit cards and all that stuff. So, and they wanted you to take an annual vacation at least a week, and so somebody else can look at make sure you're doing everything you're mm-hmm. doing.
That's called the Estacada Water District rule.
No, that's the Estacada Fire District.
A fire district, yes. Fire
you guys
district.
Hear about that one? Yeah. No, the fire district account bookkeeper was skimming off the books majorly, and you know, paying for people's colleges, buying cars, and she had it set up where nobody would look on the books. And
no one had a key to the mailbox. Mm-hmm. She got the mail all the time. She never took vacations. And the auditors have no way of determining how much she's skimmed.
But she's going to prison now, right?
Oh, she's in prison.
Yeah.
It was over $1 million.
It was a lot. And the fire chief couldn't figure out why they didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
Why they were always...
Yeah, always short.
Always short, and they'd passed a bond, and he was like...
Yep.
And he finally...
Oh, my God.
He finally thought something was wrong and forced an audit. And that's when they...
Found
or was it the new fire chief was like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And
yeah.
They made her take a vacation?
They made
She took a long vacation, courtesy of the state.
Yeah, she... Actually, I think...
So you're telling me she didn't get unemployment?
No.
I don't... I think her employment is taken.
Free room and board.
Yeah.
Three squares a day and free medical care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you know, our auditor at the time was the auditor who had that account up in Estacada. She sat during the whole thing, and I started talking about it because a friend of mine was on the Hoodland Fire Board, and he knew all the inside details. And, and she just kept looking down, and I said, and you know what? And then finished the statement, and she just looked like, can I get out of here now? I gotta go.
Which one was that?
The one out of West Lynn.
She was the woman who, when Dodds came in, he got rid of the auditor.
Yes.
And allowed the financial, their treasurer, the financial manager for the city, free reign of the books, and she gambled away like $800,000.
Was it since I've been here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been,
It would have been maybe 10 years ago.
One of the things too,
Medina,
in our fire district.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If a check is, say they owe a director money for reimbursement or something, then that party never signs that check.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you don't sign your own.
It has to be
I sign my own paycheck. Oh, and I don't do that anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
But you have a second signature on it. You're not signing it by
that's
yourself.
That's true.
And technically, you wouldn't really need to sign it yourself if one of us signs
it. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, resolution 20-03, that was the one we just don't know that.
That's
1904. So move to approve.
I move to approve resolution 2019-04.
And second?
Second.
Okay, John moved and Sherry seconded that we approve the financial management policy statement.
As soon as I get this written out, I'll get you guys to sign it and I'll send it to this person in the state.
Yeah, I was going to think it's a follow-up back to
Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous approval. Resolution 2019-05, Water Operations Specialist Job Description Adoption. Anyone have questions about that?
I haven't had a chance. Is this that position you talked about last time where there...
It is, and what I did is I talked to Kyle, and there I sent kind of a couple of our job descriptions to them, and they actually did this actual the job description from what we and I talked to the guys that and trying to get some more anyway, they're the ones that helped me get this together as far as the job description itself.
So this really and so this is something you support.
Do you have any recommendations, any changes?
I'm not sure.
Because I'm reading this and it says this is a person you're going to be working closely with and sharing on-call duties with. So I wanted to make sure that we're not going to hamstring you with something that's in this.
Do you want to?
My only hesitation would be if we get someone who isn't capable of doing the field work fully.
Well, then you shouldn't hire that person.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hiring issue, not a job description issue. So if you were to, let's say, hire somebody, would you take somebody who knows how to do the field work, but you feel trainable in the other aspects of this job? I mean, what would your priority be? Would it be the technical aspect of actually being able to go out and do the work, and then...
I can teach anybody that.
And then the other... The how-tos, and then the administrative part.
I think he's mostly talking about the physical capability.
Okay, you're more worried about the physical.
He doesn't want an old guy in there.
Well, no, that's discriminatory.
I know it is.
Oh, no, that's not the case.
No, you can get...
Zero preference for any of those parameters of the other person. The only part of the job description that catches my opinion is that it appears to be combining the manager position and the senior operator position. To me.
It doesn't say anything about managerial responsibilities, though, in the description. Which leads me to wonder, can this really be a non-exempt position?
Well...
Yes.
So the question...
They're not hiring and firing. They don't have that responsibility.
No.
That is...
What makes this position non-exempt?
They don't hire and fire. I'm exempt.
Exempt. Yeah, I got it backwards.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
Now it makes sense.
Okay.
So is this also giving you an opportunity to try to find somebody to train to do your job, or...
It's a better takeaway than at this point hiring a utility one.
Okay. So the other question I have is that we mentioned some discrepancies that we get in our system with our financials. Would this person be cross-trained so now we have three people dealing with the books?
I don't know.
Because that would deal with some of our discrepancies.
I don't know that they would get that far into it. But they part of it does talk about them helping with the operation budget.
So is that something that can be added in at
yearly.
Another point?
Oh, yeah.
So if someone came in and they wanted to pay a bill, they could...
Oh, they always do that now.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, even he does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have nobody has qualms about taking money. Just make the check out to Brian.
To Brian's Water District.
Make the Brian, no receipt, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But...
I have no problems with this.
I would like to defer this to the next meeting, and if there's any additions or your input, I'd like to see where it would be in terms of this link.
Sherry, we need to get somebody online now.
And that would prevent you from getting somebody online now?
It gives us a clearer line of what we are looking for and a defensible line if we're questioned on why that person was hired. If we can make changes to the job description and clarify what you're concerned about, Brian, mm-hmm. I think we ought to go ahead and apply. And
so you could pass this, and then if later on you found that something needed
sure.
to be
you
adjusted.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can always redo it.
Yep.
It's
can,
a living
it can be changed.
And the other thing, too, is this is something new. And if Brian isn't getting the support he needs because this person's doing something else, then we can address that issue at that time.
Yeah.
That work?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then, is there a motion to approve resolution 2019-05?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It is unanimous. Current board resolutions.
Okay, under this, Sherry talked about changing and putting stuff in if you move and all that. And I just put this in there for people to see what has been passed by the board.
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1999.
Are we not following the Roberts Rules of Order, which I don't think we are?
This is just for information.
This is for information?
I know I'm reading this going, wait a minute, I know Robert's Rules of Order, and we're not following Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, basically, just to give you some feedback on this, this was done by the board in 1999 because one board member brought a person in to to talk about Y2K and their program, and it was just like a surprise to the board, and they're like going, you shouldn't be doing this without any kind of approval. And the guy was trying to sell stuff, and as we all know, Y2K was a flop.
It was a flop because a lot of people worked hard to make it a flop. My dad made a ton of money.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
From doing Y2K. There's a lot of businesses out there that were able to, with systems that couldn't go past the year 1999, mm-hmm. because of what my dad did. So it wasn't a flop. It was a flop because a lot of people worked hard to
make it a flop so that they can make money.
Mm-hmm. No, they just to make sure people didn't lose money.
Okay. To make sure that businesses did not grind to a halt.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Okay.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's the basics behind that. I'm not sure why 2011-02 came up, but maybe because, I don't know if anybody else remembers, that just wanted some kind of structure or something. But I did send to Chris and also to John, Lake Grove has a board policy notebook. And they actually have a notebook that their attorney put together.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It really is well done.
Yeah, I haven't looked at everything yet, but it was...
No,
I think
we ought to take a look at it.
Yeah, we could use it for most of the stuff and change a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think it's pretty something I could make changes and bring it forth next meeting for that.
So yeah. How would you be addressing the issue if the director ends up, or water commission ends up, moving out of the district?
State law deals with it.
Well, I think we know what we're going to do now. We're mm-hmm. going to make sure they get off the board because we all know the law. It's covered.
But if they don't disclose for 2 years, I mean, do we have a time frame that somebody should give disclosure?
I think that is something you could look at when we bring the notebook up. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned it to Steve, and he has mm-hmm. some ideas on how to put that in there.
Mm-hmm. So
I think it's not worth taking the time right now as late as it is.
It's the only thing we can do is like bring in your driver's license, you know?
Yeah.
we
gotta check at this meeting. Where are you living?
Do you answer the door?
Yeah. I mean, that one's hard, Sherry, but it is a good question. How do you make sure that the people who are sitting on the board are actually still in district mm-hmm. if they're not disclosing a move? It's mm-hmm. and this isn't the only place where it's happened. It's happened with state representatives who moved out of district to go live with their mistresses.
Someone's going to find out.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, my understanding is there's one on the Lake Grove Fire Board that moved out. He's like right across one that has that Airbnb. He moved out of the district for a while. Are you aware of that?
No.
You ought to find out, you know, because my sister-in-law lives right across from him, and she said, well, and now he's moved back, but he was gone, you know. You'd have the same problem on the Lake Grove Fire Board.
Well, especially, and he travels all the time. So.
But no, but they moved out.
Well, so. She came to the River Grove Neighborhood Association regarding her Airbnb issues, and which was approved through the county. And she mentions that they move out when they rent it out, where like Lake Oswego right now is looking at short-term rentals, and one or two require that the owner be there during certain hours. I mean, they've come up with things that are really hard to enforce.
Yeah, well,
I'm
that's
just saying that is
that's not
different.
The issue here. We're at after 8 o'clock. We were supposed to be out of here a while back. So let's finish this. We'll have the handbook distributed before
we'll
the next meeting.
Have it in a tab next meeting.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And it really is. There's plenty of stuff in there for us to chew over. So we need to break that up and consider doing. doing an analysis of that.
None of you guys are moving out in the next month, right?
No.
Okay.
Let's hope not. Okay, pump reads.
And, you know, Sean's has always been in his wife's name, but, you know, if you moved and you decided to tell us you're moving out, well, your account changes, you know? Sean's name or account was always in his wife's name. So.
Pump reads.
Pump reads. That's the last one for Rick. Brian will be taking them over after this.
We'll give you big numbers to read next time.
Yeah.
So
I'm working on it.
So you're the lead operator now, right?
Yes. He's the senior.
You're the senior. What have you done?
You got a pizza tonight.
Okay. Any comments, commissioners? I'm sorry, I'm taking over. I just want to go home.
Any questions about the pump reads? None? Okay. Commissioner staff comments? None. All right. Non-agenda items? None?
Check.
It is 8:15.
Signing checks.
Oh, signing checks.
I can do the rest of them until the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Next meeting is like June 24th.
Or I can do until the next
meeting.
It's not that big of a...
Okay. No, just on the way.
All right. So, 8:15. We are adjourned.
All right.
Good job.
So, did you give Sean his bug?
His what?
His commissioner's shot.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, that reminds me. I have one for you.
Oh, great.
So
now you really are official.
Well, if we keep having morning meetings, I need that mug.
I know.
We have a couple other things we're giving Sean, too.
So that's Wednesday at 5:30?
Wednesday at 5:30 at Gubonks.
Gubonks.
Is it, do they have actually a reserved area?
I don't know. She's got
it. Set aside.
Okay. Are we doing dinner or just toast?
Cocktails and dinner.
Okay.
And you guys are paying for cocktails because the district...
Yeah, because the district can't pay.
I would not ask the district to buy alcohol.
Good.
We're not having dinner, are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are?
Yes.
Oh.
Spouse is welcome?
Yes.
Okay.
Eubanks?
Eubanks.
I'll let Ann know.
Eubanks, right by Babica Inn.
They have
Babica
the
Inn.
Best stroganoff there.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I've never had their stroganoff.
It's prime rib stroganoff.
It's
really?
Yeah. And they have a really good
Yes, I am.
All right, folks.
She went nuts over the onion or the cream and mushroom soup.
Oh, yeah. That's my wife's favorite.
That's Friday only.
I know. So
Ann went there once and they had a cream of pickle soup.
Really?
Cream of pickle?
Both my... Connor and Ann loved it.
Cream of pickle, I've never heard of that.
They've had a BLT.
Thank you for arranging to meet here.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, and thank you for securing the funds to help fire that.
Yes.
Does anybody want to take pizza home with
them? I'll take pizza. I'll give
them. Okay, good.
Pizza.
What she want? There's pepperoni, there's the pineapple stuff.
I'll take both of these.
These?
Yes.
I will
sure.
See all of you guys.
Want me to combine them? Yeah.
Or combine. Or combine them and throw.
So this and this? Or
no, these
have
two.
Trip.
These two. Got it. Sorry.
Then you can use one to turn the lid.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to need all the little white tables because they look like Barbie toys.
Okay.
How old are your daughters?
4 and 5.
4 and 5. What are you taking them to Disneyland?
Are these Janine?
Gosh, you too, Mom.
Hey, I've been, like, I took my kids to Disneyland like 5 times.
Your wife just told me the story of your kid
John's
winning the Dream Suite. The Dream Suite, and I was enthralled. I said, tell me everything about that.
It was awesome. She
made it sound like it was once in a lifetime.
Ann and I only got like an hour of sleep that night because we were just...
Jazzed.
Well, there's so much sleep. It's like you go into the kids where the kids were sleeping, and there was a train that ran around the top of the, and it, as the train moved around the top, things did things. And
right.
They had a mirror, and you looked at the mirror, and you, oh, there's a TV remote. Click, and the mirror's now a TV.
That's pretty cool.
Who
yeah.
Wants cookies?
Amber's parents, my wife's parents, really want us to go because they live in Arizona. I mean, it's there.
How old? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Oh, wait another year.
That's, I think, from everything I've read, since I've never been there myself, 6 is like what you want.
Well, at 6 and 6, 7 is when the staff actually make things happen. Our kids got less of cool things happen. So.